Joel Needlestone. We're sitting here in the corner. It seems like this is like the panorama in Hafnia, but we are not at panorama. Can you tell a little bit about this place? Where are we sitting now?
Yeah, of course. So we're actually next door to Hotel Hafnia, Arver 12, which is an historic location, actually, in the Faroe Islands. There used to be a lot of shops on this street, including a tobacco store and a butcher's that were both open in the 1930s that were here for over 50 years. And we now have opened a delicious street food concept on the ground floor called Chert, after the butcher's. And above that, we are now about to open Tobacco, which is the name of our new social dining concept, which brings in delicious food from Asia and South America, top wines and cocktails, and having fun with the history of the building and the old tobacco store, and having some of the stories and ideas of that within our food and drinks.
I told you, I also told Marcus, who was the restaurant manager of Chert, that I was pleasantly surprised to walk into the building, and now you have shown me the floors above Chert. I must say I'm even more impressed. You got actually not one floor with Tupac.
No, that's correct. Yeah, actually this is three floors. So we have a cocktail bar floor, which has amazing views around the town here in Tórshavn. And then we have a floor with an open kitchen with a lot of restaurant space as well, so guests can sit, enjoy their delicious food, and see the chefs at work. And then as well as that, we have the roof terrace, which we've specially designed and made with the Faroese weather in mind. So there's a lot of windproof areas within the roof terrace, nice seating, so guests can go up there and enjoy a glass of wine or a cocktail as well during their time.
I guess everybody is excited and anxiously like waiting for the opening. When is that going to be?
Yeah, so the opening will be this Thursday evening, but we're open for limited reservations, and you can find us on tubac.fo, and there's where you can make your booking. So it's from this Thursday, and we're also open for Olive Sugar, so check us out on tubac.fo also, where you can make your reservation as well.
It's very spacious, and you've got some stylish furniture as well. It's very cozy. Is the plan for the people to come and sit for quite a while? Because when you once sit down on this chair, you won't leave again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we want this sort of cozy atmosphere where guests can have, two and a half hours at their table, enjoying their food and drinks. You're also welcome to come to this restaurant just to come and have drinks at the cocktail bar and the cocktail floor with the nice views we have. So it's a very chic look, sort of, the decor is very gold and very fine looking. So I think it's very exciting.
You introduced it in the beginning, at where you said we are next to Hafnia, Uarvever 12. This is Hafnia. That's the owner, I believe.
Yeah.
But you don't call it Hafnia. Is it like a competition? Because now you got Chert downstairs, as Hafnia has Café Kaspar. Hotel Hafnia has first floor, bistro, but now you've gotten another restaurant here. Is it like a competition, or how is it going to be with bistro?
Yeah, of course. Bistro is still there, and it still has a very successful lunch buffet, most of the year, and it's all friendly competition. I mean, the main thing is that every one of these places has a different concept, so there's space in the market for people to go still to Café Kaspar, Katrina Christiansen, and get a very amazing, unique experience at those places, and then still come here for a different experience.
Now we heard that Chert, they are serving street food. What about Tobak? What kind of food are you serving?
Yeah, so I mentioned at the beginning, it's a social dining experience. So we want guests to come. The food is presented in the middle of the table for everyone to take from. There's Asian concepts, things like sushi, elevated sushi. We know Faroese people love sushi. And we've got top of the range grills for meats as well. So it's like a, and which are with South American flavors as well. So it's like a real mix.
And staff, how has it been going to get staff to join you? In many places it's difficult, but have you had any challenges there?
You know what? We're inundated with applications because it's a brand new concept. It's exciting. People want to be part of it. We've got a team that are rearing, ready to go. Lots of Faroese staff, staff from other Scandinavian countries, and a few other countries. And you have people like myself, who I'm half Faroese and half English. Mm-hmm. And we have Marcus, the manager downstairs, who's Danish but married into the Faroe Islands. And the restaurant manager in Tulbak, her name is Rigitsa, and she's also half Danish, half Faroese. Both of her parents are Faroese, but she's born or brought up in Denmark. So basically, though, we're a real, you know, broad mix, you know, but an exciting team with a lot of experience. Yeah.
Joel, introvert, you serve burgers, but you also serve fish and chips. You are, like you said, half English, a British man.
Yes.
Which is famous for fish and chips. How would you compare this fish and chips to those back home?
It's unbelievable. And the standard of the fish and chips downstairs, it's unreal. It reminds me of being in England. It's crispy batter. The fish is fresh, and homemade chips. It's amazing. And they've even got mushy peas. If you guys here know what that is. And they taste delicious and they're homemade. So I'm really impressed. And I know all my English compatriots back home would also be impressed.
I must say it is quite delicious. So it's definitely a must try. So coming Thursday, it's the official opening, even though it's for a limited capacity, of course. But then for all of us, so they can find you on tobak.fo.
Correct.
Joel Needlestone, thank you for sharing these things with us, and all the best, and we wish you good luck.
Thank you very much.